issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs. Caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this Friday morning, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. We invite you from all over the world to tune in and listen to us on point every single day, Monday through Friday, from 7:30 to 9 a.m. We welcome you to the OPT Network. And if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:38 a.m. Central Standard, 8:38 Eastern. And of course, today is August 9th. I can't believe how the weeks and the months and the days have wound down. Let me say, some kids are back in school today for the very first day. So if you're traveling in, slow down. School zones are probably officially going to be in effect Monday pretty much everywhere. A lot of kids starting school. And it's just good practice for us to go ahead and start slowing down through those school zones and making sure that we're watching out for school buses. School kids and school zones, it seems like it's been so long since I said that. But can you believe it? School is back in session. And before we got started this morning, you know, of course, this morning is Real Women, Real Talk. We were talking about kids and how we felt. And I'm going to tell you, I've been talking to so many parents. And as our young David Christmas is making the transition from junior high school to high school, it brings up a lot of emotion, a lot of wow. How you bring your kids home from the hospital one day and the next day you look up, they're young men and they're young women. Well, we're going to be having plenty of conversations to help us all along the way and helping our kids to develop and to be what God has called them to be and to really start speaking into their lives. And as school starts, you know, activities start, football season, pregame, preseason for the NFL has started. High school football is kicking off. So lots and lots to be excited about. But this morning, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. I've got to take a break here, but when we come back, I'm going to tell you who's on point. Stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. 3 new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday and it's Real Women, Real Talk. But let me just first say that this segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. And as we talk about school restarting, I hope that our seniors will get actively involved in the grandparent program by sharing today and shaping tomorrow. And here's how you do it. All you do is phone 318-484-2260 if you're 55 years old or older and you want to get involved in this program. They're giving free stipends that does not affect any of your monies. They're also giving free mileage. And what all you have to do is phone the number 318-484-2260 and they'll tell you how you can get involved. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. You can go to their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Well, y'all, you know it's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. And this morning we're joined by regular contributors to the show, Lisa Campo and Sherry L. Brown Jackson. Ladies, good morning and welcome to Real Women, Real Talk.
Good morning. Good morning. It's good to be back.
Absolutely. Sherry, how are you? I know that you have been having some challenges health-wise. Let's talk about that first before we get started. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. I'm right where I should be in this process. And, hey, don't count me out. I'll be back out there soon.
So tell us what happened, Sherry. You had hip surgery.
I had hip surgery. I had what you call a labral tear in my right hip. I was doing very strenuous exercises, running, walking 10 miles. And
what? Are you training for a marathon, Sherry?
Hey, I was on a zone, probably out of my mind. And mostly athletes get it. Mm-hmm. And last Wednesday, the July 31st, I went to Lake Charles to have it repaired. Mm-hmm. And, hey, they said I won't be a triathlon, but maybe a marathon I'll be able to do next.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad to hear you back on the mend. And let's get right on point with this morning's conversation. I was asking the ladies, and I'm asking you all as well, if you read the news talking about Raven Symone. People will remember Raven Symone as Olivia from The Cosby Show. And also, they'll remember Oh So Raven, her series that she had on Disney. Well, she recently came out this week saying on Twitter that she was glad that now she could get married if she chose to, because the laws in Minnesota are changing, accepting gay marriages. And so this morning, I want to talk about how to comfort people when we really have no idea what they're going through and we don't have any idea what to say. And so many people are choosing alternative lifestyles. Raven Symone is one of those people, and it brought up a lot of chatter on Twitter. A lot of people said, hashtag, she has ruined my childhood. A lot of people are very unaccepting. So I want to start with you first, Lisa. How do we help people to deal with these situations when our kids, our friends, celebrities that we had not expected come out and say, hey, I'm gay?
Okay. My brain has several thoughts on this, but right away, I want to say, as the biggest control freak mom that everyone knows I am.
And most are.
These people who are tweeting, oh my God, my childhood is ruined. Oh my God, really? Are you that selfish? This is not about you, mm-hmm. A. And B, if we are the Christians, the Bible verse knowing Christians that we claim to be, the number one rule is, He did not put us here to judge anyone else, no matter their right or wrong choices of lifestyle, period. Conversation is over. Hearts break all over the world mm-hmm. when babies come out of the closet and say, hey, mom, hey, dad, this is my lifestyle choice, okay?
Right.
I would be the first mom bawling my face off. I have walked through this with friends, and I have told them, we got one of two things that can happen right now. First of all, we're going to get through these emotions.
Right.
Because they're real, and they are yours, and they don't. It's not fair for you to stifle them. So let's go find a closet, me and you, and you're going to throw your fit.
Right.
And then you as the parent are going to come out of the closet, and you are going to either do one of two things. You're going to force this round object through a square hole,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to stand graveside. You cannot, we cannot judge people. We cannot put them in the life or make the choices for their life that we have expectations for them to live up to. This is the same thing as parents wanting their kids to be doctors or lawyers. People, kids have committed suicide from the pressure of their parents expecting unrealistic expectations of their child's life.
Right.
And the bottom line is, and again, this is Mama saying it. I'm going to tell you right now, it'd break my heart. And I'm not being a hypocrite. I just know
right.
it would break my heart. I'm saying that up front. However, I want to love my children to the ends of the earth and back. And I know parents who have shut the door in their children's faces and ended relationships because of these kind of lifestyle announcements.
Right.
And that's not right. It's not right.
And so, Sherry, how do you weigh in on it? What do you say about it?
Well, Carlette, this is what I have to say. Before we deal with any lifestyles of anybody, any person's preference, the first thing we have to look for parents, for church people, for mm-hmm. whoever, is the word humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Humanity.
Right.
Human. Real person, real being.
Right.
Regardless of all of that other stuff, that's just layers. But when you get down to the crux of it,
mm-hmm.
we're dealing with humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can push all of that other and get down to the core, that this person, whether they black, brown, short, tall,
mm-hmm.
Heterosexual, homosexual, whatever your mm-hmm. case may mm-hmm. be, because we all got a case.
We all have a case.
It's humanity.
Right.
And when you can get down to the humanity who God loves, get back to the core, get back to the center.
Right.
All of this other stuff is just really stuff
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do understand that when couples get together, they have children, they have all of these expectations.
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to be lawyers, doctors, presidents, you know, you're going to do all of those things. Now, at birth, when we all come out, the slate is clean.
Right.
Okay, as life keeps going, the child keeps going. Sometimes you can try to shape them, as Lisa talked about, that hole in a square or the square in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
You can try to bend it to go your way. But eventually, the person is going to go to what the individual considers their natural. My grandmother raised me. I was going to be a teacher. I was going to be one.
Uh-huh.
Growing up, I pretended to be one. I had blackboards, books, and children. Okay?
Uh-huh.
When it got down to the nitty gritty, that's not what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a newspaper. Oh, Lord, we don't know nobody. We don't know nobody. You got to go overseas. Black people not no journalists. Okay. I became a journalist. Okay? I became a journalist.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't the expectation.
Right.
But it was me. Guess what? I tried to become a teacher.
Mm.
I did it for 3 to 5 years. I hated it. I
mm-hmm.
suffocated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So So the moral of this story is I'm still human.
Right.
Whether I am a teacher or journalist, teacher,
right.
preacher, journalist.
Right.
All the other stuff is a layer.
Mm.
The person is a human, whether they are alcoholic, drug addict,
mm-hmm.
sexual abuser, molester, heterosexual, homosexual. The bottom line is human.
Let me ask you this, and I want to ask both of you this. Do you think that people have lost their humanity when it comes to acceptance of others? Not just Raven Simone, but people in general, where we are so busy imposing our thoughts, our ideologies of people, of who people are or who they should be. Have we lost our humanity in that respect, as you talked about, Sherry? Have we lost sight of that when we're judging people, and people are so quick to come out on Twitter saying, you know, their lives are ruined, you know, oh my God, I can't believe this. You know, when it had been rumored, according to the article, it had been rumored for some time that she was in a lesbian relationship, but no real proof until she just came out this week on Twitter. I'll let you guys weigh in on that when we come back. It's something we all need to think about. How do we help to comfort people when we don't know what to say? Hey, everybody, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Gotta take a break, but we're back with more after this.
When your bank does the unexpected, when every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal, when flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence, and you find options instead of obstacles, prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And let me just say that this segment is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria, Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking. This morning, we're joined by Lisa Campo and Sherry L. Brown Jackson talking about some of the issues of the week and talking about Raven Simone coming out saying now she can finally get married if she chooses. And of course, everybody weighs in just a little bit differently. But I think the sentiment this morning is that people are people and we're talking about humanity. And before we went to break, I ask you guys, if we have lost sight of our humanity, have we become so holier than thou and or so consumed with our own beliefs that we haven't allowed others to just be? And Sherry, you said what about that?
I said that I think that we have lost the sight of at the core of it, the person is human. Everything else is just a layer. Mm-hmm. And that we have yeah, we do have certain belief systems. We do have values that we have accepted for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for ourselves. But then when we try to impose our will on somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and then when they choose not to do that,
mm-hmm.
then we raise a ruckus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, yes, Sherry Brown Jackson, ordained Baptist preacher, is saying that Raven Simone, Pookie, Jaquanda,
mm-hmm.
their sexual preference does not make or break my day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, so that's just it.
That's just it.
Nor, let me, and I'm going to put my little on that as well, nor does it determine the success of who these people have been
uh-huh.
and will continue to be in society. She has been an outstanding, well-spoken, mm-hmm. well-respected young lady across the country, setting a great example at the different roles she has played. But guys, she is an actress. She
mm-hmm.
is a human being.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about the Glee
mm-hmm.
star
mm-hmm.
who passed away several weeks ago.
Corey Monteith.
You know, that's such a another sad loss. Mm-hmm. But we were on break, I think, and I was saying we lose men and women every single day, no matter what their sexual preference is, who is defending this country. And no one is stopping and having memorials mm-hmm. or hashtagging themselves to death.
So you think we're focusing really on the wrong things?
There's too much fixation on mm-hmm. the wrong things in the world. You know, it's just crazy that we are living our lives through, you know, the Kardashians mm-hmm. or the housewives of wherever. And I'm the first one to say, look, I'm a little Jersey housewife junkie. I love those crazy women. But guys, that's what my brain kind of comes down on. You
right.
know, I sit and watch that kind of mindlessly because I can't watch anything violent before I go to bed. I'll have nightmares. So I watch things that are, well, although I say I watch my Jersey girls, they're pretty violent. Them women, they pretty bad. They can pack some heat. But my point being, these people, it's all scripted. Even the reality stuff, uh-huh. it's scripted. These people are actors, and we are putting too much focus. Turn the TV off. Uh-huh. Turn the internet off. And focus on your own family and your dinner and your kids' grades and what is reality in the world.
Absolutely. And let's turn our focus to you, Sherry, and China. Now, recently you traveled abroad.
Yes.
And let's talk about that trip to China, why you took it. Was it one of your bucket list things? And, you know, tell us all about it.
Oh, okay. I went to China for 14 days, June 14th through the 28th. I traveled with the NPN, National Professional Network Group, based out of Maryland. It's a travel group that's been traveling for 21 years.
How did you connect with them, Sherry?
Well, Sybil Holt mm-hmm. from here had been traveling, and our former First Lady Josephine Greene, they had been traveling, and I said, you know what, one day I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And last year was my first year where we went to Europe.
Wow.
And so this year it was to China. We went to Beijing, Shanghai, and Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And getting back to the humanity thing.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, Carlette, Lisa, people are people.
Right.
Okay, the language was different. It was different.
Of course.
Language was a barrier.
Uh-huh.
However, when you pull all the layers back, we are people. It gets back to the core.
Right. So, it's probably like Dr. Maya Angelou always says, we're all more alike than we are unalike. I think it's like you said, people are people.
People are people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big things, when, of course, you know, in China, everybody looks pretty much alike.
Uh-huh.
On the outside. Okay? So this group that I was in was mostly African-American.
Okay.
And so the funniest thing was that we were the celebrities. When we walked as a group, can you imagine 160 black folk walking down
going to Chinatown? Yeah, I got a full visual on that back right now.
and everybody just stopping, and the natives would come. They would touch our hair. They would They would take pictures with us. You know, we couldn't talk. You couldn't speak the language, uh-huh. but you would know what they were doing. And so if you look at some of my pictures on Facebook, they're the funniest thing. And I would just tell them, I would just motion to them, you don't have to sneak the picture, you know, because they kind of like get behind us and somebody would be taking the picture.
Uh-huh.
And I would just grab them and hug them, you know.
Uh-huh.
Did you sign autographs, Sherry?
No, I did not sign any autographs, but I would tell you, that was just the funniest thing. But again, we were the outsiders coming into their territory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We were the outsiders coming into their territory. And so English language was a barrier. I have this quick, funny story. I had forgotten some lotion. I had forgotten lotion. And so I went to the store, the convenience store that was next to the hotel, and of course I could read no Chinese. They could speak no English.
I say, okay, God, I know how to look at pictures, but I can get the olive oil picture.
Were you able to get the picture?
I found the picture, but here's the thing. I don't know if it's lotion or body wash.
Wow.
So I had to open it up, fill it, you know, and try to get the texture and hope I came out with lotion and not body wash. But
either way, you're going to smell good and be clean.
Isn't that the truth? And, you know, that brings me into our next topic of conversation. You know how you said this was something that you wanted to do, traveling to China. Well, I read a really interesting article talking about women and fear and why we're so moved and overtaken by fear. And it specifically talked about women in business being more fearful than our male counterparts. But not just, I don't even want to relegate this to going into business, because I know every woman doesn't endeavor or desire to go into business, but just letting our fears of traveling abroad or doing the next thing, that fear just kind of keeping us in a straitjacket, keeping us in bondage and keeping us from moving, Lisa, to the next thing. And when I said that I could see, you said like
a deep breath because it is our desire to protect and control. And it's not a bad thing, but to move into the next chapter is, it seems to just riddle us with anxiety, whether it be our babies going to the next level in a grade. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hold them back, but we're scared or fear change. I've been sitting on my daughter for 1 year, making her drive with a permit with her dad or I, because I'm just riddled with anxiety over me giving her this next chapter, and I've given her this freedom. So if someone crosses the line drunk or texting, I've put her there, okay? But I've got to pray about that. And again, she'll be 17 Sunday, and I'm just letting her get her license. I'm supposed to take her today, and I'm like really wanting the hair to run off my head.
And I want to pull it back, and we've got to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to pull it back, not just about our kids, but fear of doing those things that we know that we have in us to do, and why we are our own worst enemies and holding ourselves back. Ponder that, ladies, as we go to break. Hey, everybody, it's Real Women, Real Talk. You're on point. Got to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and this segment is sponsored by the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish. Here's the number, 318-487-1881. Home, auto, life insurance. Make sure you're on point for hurricane season and every season with State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, and her team, 318-487-1881. Also, get Wired Satellites. If you're looking for the best channels, the best savings, and HD for life, plus more, here's the number, 318-767-2220. This morning, we're joined by Sherry L. Brown Jackson, Lisa Campo. We're talking about a lot of things, but now we're focusing on fear. And a really great article that I read talking about women being more fearful than our male counterparts when it comes to stepping out. And during the break, we were talking about our own fears. And I said, whether you're wanting to start a business, and I want to keep this within ourselves, because I think until we really deal with our own personal fears, we can't really help anybody else. We can't even help our kids. We can't help our friends. We can't help our family until we deal with escaping our own personal fears. And I said to the ladies during the break that DC and I have done so many things business-wise, financially, that have just simply, if you're honest, you just say it failed. It didn't work. And if you allow those failures to keep you in bondage and to keep you from trying again, you will never see the fullness and the greatness that is your life. And I said what I had to do for the next venture, which is the venture that we sit here and do every single day, which is On Point Talk, what I had to do personally was throw my heart over the bar and say, it's not me that has to make it work. See, what happens is we get so entrenched in self-will, I have to do it. I have to make it work. I. And we don't look outside or beyond the greatness that is bigger than us, that source of all things. And so, Sherry, as I was saying that, you said what?
I'm saying that fear stifles us.
Mm-hmm.
When we are fearful of something, when we are fearful of getting of flying in an airplane,
mm-hmm.
we never get to see what's in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even, I'll just say the car.
Right.
Because we can come up with a million reasons why not. Oh, the airplane gonna fall out the sky. Oh, the this, the that, the that. So it stifles us, and you always sit. You know, and the scriptures, you know, fear is not of God.
Right, right.
And so, because, and so if it's not of God, then it's got to be on the opposing side.
Absolutely.
Then. Okay, and so we know that the opposing side wants to keep us in bondage.
Right. And so, Sherry, for you, when you face those fears for yourself and you're moving out of one thing, you're moving out of one business, and you're mm-hmm. moving into the next thing that God has called you to do. And Lisa, you as well, moving out of one thing and into another thing. I want to talk about, and Sherry, I want you to ponder that while I move to Lisa, mm-hmm. how you move from one thing to the next thing, even though you're afraid.
It's, I guess, one step at a time is an obvious duh, but it's hard. You know, and I was just having this conversation with my husband in regards to other ventures, and I said to him, no matter how much time passes and no matter how great of a man he is to me, I will blame myself for our biggest failure, our biggest venture that was our biggest failure. My biggest failure. It was my idea. It was my convincing. I hold full responsibility.
And you're
for that.
Talking now about Jumpin' Jive.
Yes. And we won't get into that because there's a lot of legal things going on with it. However, I see that as my own personal failure.
Have you been able to forgive yourself
no,
for that though?
No. And I'm working on it. No. Mm-hmm. I have not. And there's so much.
But don't you see though in this conversation, Lisa and Sherry and people listening, I can feel the fact that you did this. It didn't work for whatever reason, and really you're still in bondage.
Oh, I am.
By something that what would have happened if it would have worked? We wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation.
No, and I have to take the lesson away from that I've learned from it away with me as a reward. There is a great lesson there, and you know, being the kind of woman that I am, I'm very trusting, and I wish I could say more about that, but I just can't. However, moving into the next step, the more you can take the next step and the step after that, the farther away from the guilt or the fear or that you have from your last failure.
Mm-hmm.
Because, guys, we all have failure.
Absolutely.
Anyone who looks you in the face and says that they don't, or they live this confident, cocky, arrogant lifestyle, putting out the persona that they don't, it's a misperception. And you know, these people that live on Facebook, these happily ever afters, every mm-hmm. day's a great mm-hmm. blah, you know, people get real.
Are we afraid, Sherry, to say that I failed? Is it fear that just keeps us from saying, hey, it didn't work, I'm moving on, and not allowing ourselves to forgive ourselves?
I do think so. Again, We will wallow in what we know. Okay, even if it's bad for us, it's killing us, whatever it is, we will stay right there because it feels more comfortable
mm.
right here.
In that place of sadness and pity, you think it...
Even so, because if
wow.
I get out of sadness, there's a possibility that I can move to do something else.
Mm.
Okay.
There's
a possibility that it might be something on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But all I can see is what I see. Come on, let's go back to the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
They would rather be back in bondage because they knew
what was over there.
They knew what to expect.
Right, they knew what to expect.
It was a promise of a God they really hadn't experienced a
mm-hmm.
whole lot of, telling them that it's going to be better on the other side.
Right.
Okay, but right over here. And then let's go back to me and how do I move from...
Absolutely.
Carlette, probably my biggest problem is I just move. And I move a lot of times without thinking too hard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that means is that if I ponder too long,
mm-hmm.
I never move.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are consequences to just moving
mm-hmm.
without, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's my personality. We're going to figure it out when we get to the other side,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so God takes care of craziness like that.
Mm-hmm. So you think you've moved in life too quickly? And if so, I think many of us, and I know I'm guilty of it. If I If I see something, I mean, you know, and I'm ready and I think it's good, I'm ready to pounce on it. Do you think that life has propelled you forward too quickly?
I don't think that. I think that major decisions that I had to make in life,
mm-hmm.
moving from Wisconsin to Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The position came up at the town talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to do that. Now, when I got here, had I thought about it,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have made the move.
Because
I was doing all right in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
But since I made the move, really was a God move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I didn't know all of that. I didn't know where it would propel me.
Mm-hmm.
But God took care of all the details while I was, you know, making the big move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so had I pondered long enough and I got a piece of paper and I drew a line down the middle and I did the pros
mm-hmm.
and the cons,
mm-hmm.
my pros from where I was in 2004 would have told me, you stay right here.
Right.
Okay. So I would... And even though I say that I move a whole lot without thinking too hard about it, I guess from people's point of view, I have already pondered it in my head. So when I finally say I'm going to do it,
mm-hmm.
it may seem fast to other people.
Mm-hmm. And I think that this is a conversation. You know, this is a different conversation for Real Women, Real Talk. But I really wanted to focus on several things. And one of those things is helping us to discover those things within that keep us ourselves in bondage. And that's what's on point. Stay with us, everybody. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companions serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day!
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic!
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf!
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limited one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. Y'all, this is just great conversation on and off the air. Let me just say, we thank our sponsors, each and every one, J&J Exterminating, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, McDonald's of Pineville, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and Davis One Stop. Hey, we're joined by Sherry and Lisa, and what an incredible conversation we have been having during the break. And I want to let you guys in on what we were talking about, just furthering the conversation. And you know, each Friday, these conversations go in different directions, but it is always our aim to hope and our aim and hope to get you thinking. And we started saying that fear is such an important teacher and lesson. And if we are not able to get past it, we'll never really learn those lessons. And we were saying during the break that so many women, all of us, Lisa has had several missteps in life. I have had several missteps. I don't even call them failures. Sherry, you have had several. But if you don't push past that, you'll never see what's on the other side. And I said to you, what would have happened if you would have quit?
Let me, let's talk about, because I think you brought up the paper earlier, the light that I once published. My greatest thing was, when I left the town talk, I was going to start a new, well, when I got into business a long time ago, my goal, my dream, my goal in 1987 was to own a community newspaper with a primary focus of the African-American community because I knew the power of the press. Okay, 20 years later, I did that. So I thought I was on my way. I was going to do this. This was going to take me to, I was going to build this empire, was going to bring my nieces, nephews, you know, we was just going to be the new thing, the king. Okay, so going a good, long good, 5 years, five great years. Okay, then another thing come along. Okay, now I'm preaching. I want to go to seminary. Okay. Well, one didn't have anything to do with the other. However, when it became apparent to me that I was going to, as they say in the newspaper world, put the paper to bed. Okay. I still wanted to hold on. Money wasn't flowing, but when it became, when the house funds and the business funds start mingling, it's time to make a decision. I don't want to let this go. This has been my childhood dream. You know, why I got to let, why come every time I start something, I got to stop it. Mm-hmm. Okay, that same thing. Okay. I did. And I went through the whole process of...
Were you angry?
I don't know that I got angry, but I just kept feeling like, why come I finally got something and I got to let it go?
Mm-hmm. Well, so not angry. Well, were you pissed?
Oh, yeah, I was pissed. I was pissed that, you know, people said they wanted it, but they wouldn't support
mm-hmm.
it. You know, why I can't make this work, mm-hmm. all of this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I finally, it just became overwhelming, and it just went away one day. I just didn't publish one day,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it, well, the fact of the matter is, as I was cycling through that, seminary came up, okay,
mm-hmm.
where God was really trying to position me. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, there was no way in Hades, hell, or heck,
mm-hmm.
that I was going to be able to do these two.
Mm.
Okay, and then you know what God told me?
What?
He said, I didn't tell you you were going to do that forever.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
You said that was your dream. I gave you your dream. I didn't tell you how long that was going to be.
Right. Wow.
That's when I got religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got revelation. And now I understand through seminary and where I'm going, I've always wanted to teach, going back to teaching, mm-hmm. not that public school.
going back to that teacher you were supposed to be all those years ago, your folks wanted you to be.
Okay, and so now I'm getting mm-hmm. into my zone where I want to start a school for preachers and teachers and do that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I got to go through the process. So had I still been trying to hold on to the paper,
mm-hmm.
I could have been homeless.
Right. You were gonna sink in that. And what? The next thing I really want people to know, Sherry, is sometimes you can stay in a season too long when there's no money.
Yeah.
Every indication is it's not paying your bills. It's mm-hmm. not paying for itself. Then you have to know when to say when. But what happens with us is that we are so indignant that we stay too long. And then you know what? The thing that is waiting for us next, we never get to it. But you know why? It's fear. What are people going to say? What are people going to think?
That's it.
Or what have they said?
Or what have they said? Or what are they saying now?
That's right.
And you know,
but you know what? When I got the revelation that I didn't tell you was going to do that forever.
Right.
You said you wanted to be a publisher. But no, God, I was talking about in the mainstream.
You misunderstood what I said.
Mm-hmm. Well, lot of people don't realize that we are here to follow his
mm-hmm.
his path for us,
mm-hmm.
not we are here to tell him the path we want to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. This is a revelation I got. I was telling the listeners the other day that I loved running, and
mm-hmm.
I had gotten away from it. And this week I started back, and for the first time, DC didn't come out with me for the first few days. And I guess I just even needed that revelatory time just with me and God.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just recently gotten a disappointment about something. Listen, I've been waiting for this thing to happen for some 25 years, this
mm-hmm.
big thing that I'd been waiting for. And I had been praying for it and pleading with God for it to happen. So I go out on the run, and just what Lisa said, I got in my spirit that I don't charter my own course
mm-hmm.
or chart my own course.
Mm-hmm.
And that today, and I really, really want you to hear me, for those people that are really in these situations, I really want you to hear this because it was so profound to me, something I knew, but even still profound, that I don't want anything that God doesn't want for me, because his plan is so much bigger and greater
mm-hmm.
than mine. And all you can see is what you want at that moment. But we are just like babies. We don't know what's best for us.
Yeah.
And we kick and we scream and we don't move to the next thing because you're saying, wah, wah, woe is me. God, mm-hmm. I wanted this. like you said. But no, I didn't want just this paper. I wanted a mainstream paper. And we don't ever leave room for what he has next because we're like in a straitjacket. And we won't open up. We won't unzip the straitjacket and walk out and say, okay, God, here I am. What's next? Hey, everybody, it's Real Women, Real Talk. I gotta get a break. We're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and this segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, joined by Lisa Campo, Sherry L. Brown Jackson, and we're talking just really girl talk, women talking about those things that affect each and every one of us. And this morning, we moved into really how to get past your fear. And Sherry, you were talking about the paper and talking about this sense of, I guess, feeling of loss and withdrawal that you went through.
Because you have to understand, it wasn't just the paper, it was a career.
Mm-hmm.
Because I started in journalism and newspapers in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I ended the paper, I knew I wasn't going back into the mainstream newspaper world. So it was a sense of the big picture loss that my career, because, you know, back then we said we're going to school, we're going to major in this, we're going to retire from this.
Right.
And so that had a lot to do with it. But and then also, being in that business, I was out and about.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the thick of things. You could call me and ask me what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I knew, And so
it's almost like you were the go-to person, and now you were no longer the go-to person.
I was no longer the go-to person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that's a withdrawal in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take long for people to forget your name.
Mm.
Okay. But all of that was a reshaping to get me back to the center.
Mm-hmm.
You're not all of that. Let me get you back to real purpose.
Right.
Okay, I got to take all of this to get you back to real purpose.
Right.
Okay, real purpose is this call on your life. You have been called to this great preaching
mm-hmm.
ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're going to use your journalist skills.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to use your teaching skills,
mm-hmm.
but it's not going to be over there. And so it's like now I'm getting back to my center, and when I come out again, no, as David is saying, you know, Sherry, you seem a little calmer. You seem this or that. It's going to be, oh, I'm still going to have the fire.
Oh, yeah, because you can't lose that. But he's just reshaping you and remolding you.
Reshaping.
And you have allowed that to happen by going back into the fire. And most of us really don't want to go in the fire, do we?
Don't want to go back in the fire. So this is a incubation period, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Going through, you know, school, going through all of that. And guess what? I have come to terms with it, and I'm okay.
Wow. Lisa Campo, for you.
You know, I went through the same journey that she's in right now. I dealt with that this
mm-hmm.
time last summer. I fell off the face of the earth and committed to getting my education, became an American National Insurance agent. And from June through December, I disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when I finally resurfaced, people were like, oh, my God, where have you been? Oh, my God, have you had plastic surgery? Are
mm-hmm.
you addicted to Botox? And I mean, I've literally had people ask me these questions,
mm-hmm.
and I, with my husband's demanding support,
mm-hmm.
stepped away from a very vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. No matter how little I was getting paid, no matter what kind of verbal abuse I was enduring, it was what I knew, which gave me some sense of comfort, and I was willing to sacrifice every level of happiness
mm-hmm,
to
mm-hmm.
pay for my children's every need and not, you know, not fall behind.
And then, and if you're honest, but if you're honest too, we talk about our children's need, but it's also our need too.
Oh, no, it is our need too.
You know,
it is our need too. But we're willing to sacrifice everything
right.
to stay the course financially for our
mm-hmm.
families. And, you know, we don't realize it until we step out and away
mm-hmm.
from it and look back. And, you know, Carletta, I have said to you, I didn't realize it at the time, but when you and I first became friends or acquaintances in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
I did not realize you were one of the very first doors that the Lord had opened. You were one of the very first stepping stones that were put in front of me because our relationship developing has been very fruitful in mentoring me to the next journey, to the next step
mm-hmm.
in the journey. And, you know, you asked me earlier, you know, how do you get through the next step or
mm-hmm.
to the next step?
Mm-hmm.
One of those things is when I get a text from D that says, hey, can you be here on Friday? Oh, hell yes. Because,
we
you know,
love it.
The ladies that are listening in, how many of you do you feel in your hearts? This is so therapeutic. This hearing other women's stories and knowing we are not in this alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the only person going through this, whether it be from the social vampires we've talked about
mm-hmm.
to career stealers to whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, the judgmental, whatever we're running into. We're not the only ones out there. And so listening to the show and being a part of this show has been a huge step for me. And I think, Sherry, you can agree with me on this.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely one of the things that the Lord has put in my path
mm-hmm.
that helps me get to that next step.
Well, let me just say this, and thank you for that, Lisa and Sherry. But what we really love is you all's willingness to be real. And Sherry, we have loved that about you from the moment that we met. And Lisa, we love your spunk and your spirit. And that's what makes this real and makes this genuine. But this is how I want to end the show this morning. Because I think so many of us get entrapped in this. And that is a sense of shame. Shame mm-hmm. when things don't work out. Mm-hmm. Shame about what people are going to say. And then we walk over into needing to be affirmed mm-hmm. By those people that are not important, that don't love us, that don't care about us. We constantly need to be affirmed. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, my sister. Affirm yourself. When you look for it, when you are desirous of being affirmed by others, they'll never give it to you. Do not be defined by what you do and where you are. What you do and where you are is what you do and where you are for this moment. And understanding that and believing that and not getting caught up in what you do and your title, it will help you to move more fluid toward the next thing. See, when we get caught up in being a professional or I'm doctor or I'm... Go ahead.
A piece of advice was given to me that I have shared, and I shared to your audience this morning. It simply says, be where you are
mm-hmm.
while you are there.
Mm-hmm.
Be where you are while you are there. Be in this moment. Soak up everything you need to do in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Be with the people in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Be with the situations in this moment.
Yep.
Be where you are while you're there, because you won't be there always.
That's
and
right.
Then when you move from here to the next there,
mm-hmm.
then you leave that other one.
Leave it there.
Leave it there, because you are now here.
You know, we do not want to give fear this power. And
that's
what we are doing. And I am the pot calling the kettle very black.
But that's why we gotta identify it. And we've got to take the sheets off it. And we've got to say God is not the author of fear. He is the author of power, love, and a sound mind. And if you're living and walking in fear this morning, I would ask you to stop and say, God, you've not given me fear. Help me to walk out of this fear. And you know how you start? You start by starting. You start by starting. You move into the next thing. You throw your heart over the bar. You find those people who really do love you and who really do support you and who really say, you know what? You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I support you.
And it's a mm-hmm. it's a leap of faith.
How can I help?
It is a leap of faith. And you know what? Hold your breath and jump
mm-hmm.
because there is nothing else in the world that will catch you like the Lord always will.
Absolutely. Hey, Lisa and Sherry, you guys have been incredible. And you know what? I believe that this is a word for somebody. Fear is not your friend. You know what? You take those lessons. If you think you failed, and you know what? You move. You let those things move you to the next thing. Don't stop. You know, I was telling the ladies, and I'll end with this. I told little old me, told Dr. Maya Angelou this. And when she heard it, she just embraced it. I said, when you were a little girl and the devil tried to shut your mouth, she went mute for years where she just would not talk. I said, he shut your mouth because he knew that when you opened up your mouth, not only would you be destined for greatness, but the world would be destined for the greatness that was in you. And had you not opened up your mouth, the world would have never known who you were and what God had put in you. Open up your mouth. Find out what God has put in you and get to work. The world is waiting for it. Hey, y'all, it's Friday. I want to thank Sherry L. Brown Jackson, Lisa Campo. You guys are amazing. Thank you for sharing. And thank you guys for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Oh, man, we love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Be kind to yourself. Push past fear and be the change that you want to see. for young David Christmas. For Big D, I'm Carlette Christmas. Everybody have a great and a safe weekend. And we'll see you right back here on Momentum Monday. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcx.com.